Welcome to episode 55 of the Clarity Compressed podcast. My name is Paul J. Daly, and we have a new intro. So yes, it is true. This is the last podcast of my 30s. I am turning 40 in just a couple of days, and by then, episode 56 will be a 40-year-old man coming at you with a podcast. You know, 40's kind of that age, right? Where, you know, I'm supposed to go buy a Corvette and like shave my beard so I just have a mustache, maybe try to dye it blonde. I would do something with my hair, but I don't have any, right? That left a long time ago, so I'm going the MMA look. You know, 40 is a strange age because I feel like when you're 40, like people are going to expect more from me when I'm in my 40s, because at 30, you're kind of still a young man. So like, I feel like in your 40s, like I'm no longer a young man. I'm not yet an old man. I am just a man. And people just expect a man, just a man, to be like responsible and steady and a provider. I completely welcome my 40s, because I'll tell you what, going through my 20s, going through my 30s, built a business, sold a business, building another business. But most importantly, I came to a realization of myself to the point where I got comfortable in my own skin at the last minute of my 30s. So over this last year has been an amazingly revealing year for me personally. And so if I were to give any advice to somebody who is under 40 years old, and actually this advice transcends age, but since I'm about to turn 40, I'll try to contextualize it that way. Get honest with yourself as soon as humanly possible. Get honest with yourself. It is self-awareness. It's being willing to hear the constructive criticism. It's being willing to look at the other relationships you have in your life and the ones that aren't working, at the ones that might be dysfunctional and codependent. Because until you're willing to see those things, it doesn't get any better. And worse, you keep getting yourself into more relationships that break down the same exact way. That's the nature of not seeing the water you're swimming in. So going into 40, I would say get honest with yourself as soon as possible. And even if you're 68 and those things still hit you, because it's life, right? We all have our stuff. Get honest with yourself as soon as possible, because until you're honest with yourself, you just can't move forward. And so that element in the last year of my life, I've realized in so many areas, in my marriage and my work relationships and the business I built and the structures I put in place and all the other things where I find myself in a leadership role, I realized that I put structures around me that supported this level of emotional unhealth or a perspective that was unhealthy. And now for the first time in my life at 39, right before the bell rings, right before the whistle blows at the end, like I see it and I feel comfortable in my own skin. And I feel like I want to help other people see it as soon as possible, because it is such a waste of life. And I know everybody has that feeling when you have the same result happen again and you're like, why does this keep happening? Right? It's like if you have crazy girlfriends and your relationships are just crazy after one after another, you're like, boy, I sure can pick them. Well, guess what? It's not them, it's you. Getting tense for a second. It's not them, it's you, right? You are the only common denominator in all of your unsatisfying relationships. It's you. So get honest with yourself as soon as you can. And honesty, I realized this too, honesty is the same thing as what I call clarity. Same thing. That's why I have a logo for it. That's why I talk about it all the time. I realize my internal pursuit of clarity is really an internal pursuit of honesty. Because when you have clarity and the honesty and they're all together, right, then you can move forward in an informed way, in a self-aware way, in a way that you don't hurt other people along the way and you help them instead. So honesty and clarity working together. So get honest as soon as you can. And that really kind of pivots my thinking to brand, right? I talk about brand a lot. And Why does it connect? Well, I think that's one of the reasons that I love the concept and the principles of branding, because it's honesty. If you're going to have a strong brand, you have to be honest with what it's about. You be honest with who you're trying to connect with, and you connect the dots in the most honest and authentic way. And once you do that, what do you get? You get brand connection. And there's a concept I've been thinking of lately called a brand tax. And a good friend of mine, Adam Robinson, the CEO of a company called Hireology, an amazing, well, they're not a startup anymore. They're a pretty big company now. He introduced me to the concept of a brand tax, and he talks about it from an HR side. But really, a brand tax is money, dollars, that you spend to either advertise a product or attract people to your organization or get people to listen to your message, right? You pay the brand tax when you haven't done all the diligence and a good job of connecting the honesty, connecting the clarity with the person you want to speak to, the person you want to communicate to. And so if you are just throwing advertising out there unempathetically, just getting people to listen to your message or buy your product or do all these things, and you haven't done the brand work to understand why they would connect with you, guess what? You pay more money forever. Ad infinitum, you just keep paying more money. Next month, you'll pay more. The year after that, you'll pay more. The decade after that, you'll still be paying that brand tax because you haven't done the work of developing the brand and investing in that upfront. So it's easy to not understand what that's actually costing you up front. So people keep doing it because it's expensive to do brand development and do the work, and it takes your time to do the work. So that might seem like a big amount of money, but what you don't realize is you're paying this much every month, and then the next month it's twice, and then it adds up. And before you know it, like lifetime value, you're paying this much brand tax, and you could have paid this much in the beginning. It also works with HR and hiring people, attracting them to your organization. If you don't do the work to dial in your culture, communicate your culture, do a good job to empathetically connect and make the case for why this, you know, potential hire, why you would fit here, and hear all the reasons that we could thrive together. If you don't do that, guess what? Longer time to hire. Your positions stay open longer. When people come in, maybe they're not the right fit, so you have to hire somebody else and go through it all again. Brand tax. Again. And so that really, all this stuff like turning 40 and thinking, get honest as soon as you can, and honesty is clarity, and clarity in business. Really, you pay a brand tax if you don't pursue clarity in business. So, so getting a little deep at 39, almost into 40, but also getting really, really practical. And that's half of my challenge as the CEO and a founder of a brand first marketing agency, is communicating the problem. Actually, I found this. And if you're in business or you're a personal brand, you're trying to sell something, or even maybe a not-for-profit, you're still trying to sell something. If you can explain the problem really, really well, people assume that you know the answer. Right? Think about it. It's totally true. If you hear somebody explain the problem really well, people think that you have the answer. And I would say that most times, the person who can explain it really well does have the answer or the path to the answer. Right? If I don't know if you guys on Instagram Live have ever seen. Yeah, Two Stokes, this is a podcast, claritycompressed.com. Release it every week. We're going to start to do release more on IGTV as well. Sorry, podcast, just talking to IGTV. So if you, where was I? Back it up. Oh, it's gone. No, I'll get it. Yeah, so if you can explain the problem really well, people assume you have the answer. You know, so when Simon Sinek did his epic TED talk that went viral, 24 million views or whatever, start with why, he explained the problem of why organizations fail because they're not connected with the center, and people just assumed he had the answer. He might not have any answers. So all that, I mean, I'm kind of digressing a little bit, and, you know, the podcast is going on and trying to keep it short so you can listen to it on a drive time. But yeah, explaining the problem really well means that you kind of understand the demographic, you understand who you want to talk to. So my job and what I'm trying to do here with the podcast, Instagram, if you can be honest with yourself, honesty is clarity, and clarity will connect you. and connection is the currency of our economy. It is the currency of relationship. And we live in a great era where all of that connection now works together in personal life and business life and commerce and social media because we're human. We are more human than ever before. And now that we can communicate in those ways around business and personal life, I think the lines blur more than ever. And frankly, I've never been the one that say, let's blur the lines between, or let's make a sharp line between personal and professional. I always sucked at it. As a business owner, I sucked at it. And you know what? That's cool. I'm excited that I did. And I'm excited that I'm here. I'm excited that I get to operate in business and with people and connect with people on Instagram, connect with people in the podcast. So that's all. Going out of my 30s in a blaze of glory. Next time you see me on a podcast, I will be 40. My beard will be gray. I'll own a Corvette. I'll probably have gotten a tattoo over the weekend sometime just to prove that I'm still young. No. But I'm excited for my 40s because I think the 40 to 50 year old decade is going to be destruction in a good way. So thank you for tuning in and for all the episodes you have in my 30s. Looking forward to see you in my 40s. Hopefully I'll be older, a little wiser, able to bring a little more value, but I'm still going to bring the same fire. That's it. Episode 55, Clarity Compressed Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Follow on social. Sign up for the email list. We're trying to bring you as much value as possible. I'm trying to double down in these next 10 years. So thank you very much. See you when I'm 40.